Queen with Bowie, Under Pressure. 5:10, BBC Radio Bristol. Your song is on the way, plus we'll update the sports news and, of course, the all-important weather forecast. As if it's going to get better by me saying that all the time. It's really not. A senior lecturer at the University of the West of England in Bristol has been fined for his part in the Extinction Rebellion protests in London earlier this year. Dr. Steve Melia, who's previously been a government advisor, was among thousands of people who demonstrated across the capital in April when a camp was set up on Waterloo Bridge and Oxford Circus was blockaded with a pink boat, you might remember. He was found guilty yesterday on 2 counts of failing to comply with a condition to disperse protesters and at one point broke down as he told Westminster Magistrates Court his actions were a justified response to a catastrophic climate emergency. And he's in the studio. Good afternoon, Steve.
Good afternoon.
Why did you break down?
Because I get very emotional about these issues. For most people, most of the time, it's easier. It's easy to put these things out of mind, to imagine that there's something sort of far away, something that's never going to touch your lives or the lives of those people around you. Now, for quite a few years now, I've been teaching transport and climate change. And so I've had to keep up to date with the latest science and also in particular with the sort of the reports of the UK Climate Change Committee, which explain what we are doing or not doing to try and avert the problem here in Britain. And, you know, if once you start reading the scientific evidence in particular, it becomes very, very difficult to ignore.
So it was that made you emotional, not the fact that you now have this conviction?
Absolutely, absolutely. Everyone who, yeah, it was the Daily Mail Online, if any of you have read that, who
I'm sure they have,
had a who put an entirely misleading headline, which I've now raised a formal complaint about.
Which said what?
Which said something like, lecturer cries as he is fined £500. You know, we all knew that when we went into this, right? So there's no great surprise there. Mm. The issue of climate change itself is seriously worrying. When you start to think, start to look at the evidence and think about the consequences and then say, what can I do about it?
Are you upset that you ended up in court over a protest and freedom of speech as you would see it?
Not really. I knew what I was doing. It was deliberate. It was a symbolic obstruction. I would have to say, by the way, that my opinion of the Metropolitan Police went up enormously over those few days.
Went up?
Yes. And I was ashamed to see some of the rubbish that was written about the police in the media, or in some sections of the media. You know, we made it very clear to the police that we have no dispute with you and that they were all very professional in their dealings.
What does it mean for your job and your life, the fact that you now have this conviction? Does it affect your life in any way?
I doubt it will have any major consequences for me. For example, somebody said, will it stop you getting into America? Well, actually, I don't think a charge of this nature is that serious. Mm-hmm. But in any case, I decided to stop flying 14 years ago, so that is not a problem that I will encounter. And at my time of life, I'm probably a bit less concerned about those sort of things than you might be if you were 35, you know?
Yeah. Now, a lot of people, as you will know, were very upset about the way that the Extinction Rebellion protest... And were you involved in the one in Bristol?
I had some involvement,
yeah,
yes.
Okay.
I didn't break any laws.
The way that, as they saw it, escalated, the blockading of the M32, mm-hmm. that kind of thing. And I feel like, because we were reporting so much of that, I feel like the group itself lost a lot of sympathy because of the tactics that you were using. And similarly, in London, there was a lot of comments about, you know, people not being able to get to work, get to hospital appointments, that kind of thing. What would be your response to that?
Well, I mean, this is a very is a live issue within Extinction Rebellion, and there's a range of different views on it. I mean, what is clear is that in order to raise the profile of these things, you have to create a certain amount of disruption. And what it does is divide opinion. It brings out some people on your side and it makes some other people against you. And that's, unfortunately, all part of the process, because we need to recruit more people who are willing to take action. Now, my personal view is that I think from now on, we should change our focus and we should go more directly after the government, corporations and elites, you know, the people who have the power to make the changes that we're trying to influence.
Okay, so that would be your opinion,
yes,
but not necessarily shared with the whole group.
I believe that, I mean, Extinction Rebellion is a huge it's a movement,
yes,
not an organisation. I believe those views are widely shared.
Okay, and it's an interesting point, because a lot of people would say, and a lot of people told us, they're targeting the wrong people. That has been put to us. You know, when you were doing the protests in Bristol, for example, you know, they need to be getting to government. They need to be getting to court. So that has been something that has been said by many people who are listening to BBC Radio Bristol and dealing with the consequences of the protests that happened in Bristol. Looking back those few weeks ago at your demonstration, do you feel like it achieved anything?
Oh, it achieved an awful lot. I mean,
what did it achieve?
Obviously, I have dealings with people who work inside government, and they are telling me that the attitude and the dialogue within government has been radically transformed since those actions in April. You know,
With this new government that we have in place?
Yes. Even some members of this new government. You know, remember, two of Extinction Rebellion's key aims were declaration of a climate emergency and the calling of a citizens' assembly. Now, Parliament did the first one, and a series of parliamentary committees is in the process of putting together a citizens' assembly to look at the question of what we should do to tackle climate change. So, obvious steps towards the right direction, but of course we're still nowhere near the sort of actions that we need to solve the problem.
Okay, and do you believe that Boris Johnson, our new Prime Minister, is pushing forward and believes in the climate change emergency? Have you heard anything from him to think that things will change?
He has made some comments in that direction. I mean, I don't believe that Boris Johnson is someone who has strong convictions. I think he's a political strategist and probably a smarter one than people give him credit for. So he will know which way the wind is blowing, and that's why we've got to carry on.
Does that make you optimistic, the fact that you think he doesn't have particular kind of convictions, but does that make you optimistic about what you want to do?
It means that there is potential there.
Okay. Thank you for coming on the show. Good to talk to you. Thank you. Steve Melia there, the senior lecturer at the University of the West of England in Bristol. He's been fined for his part in the Extinction Rebellion protests in London earlier this year. We have contacted the University of the West of England about the conviction, and they told us, we are aware of the outcome of the recent trial of a UE Bristol academic, Dr. Steve Melia. As a university, we are wholly committed to the principle of freedom of speech, and we support our academic community to raise awareness about key global issues, including climate change. We will be investigating the circumstances around the arrest and conviction with Dr. Melia, and also ensuring that he is supported by the university. And 19 minutes past five now, BBC Radio Bristol. Let's get some more music from Leon and Fawning.